Morning, Steph.
Good morning. So let's kick things off with Strand of Oaks. That's the moniker of Timothy Showalter. On his sixth album, Erase the Land, he teams up with Jason Isbell and the majority of the members of My Morning Jacket, who are all on board as his backing band. So
that's
it's a
so
stellar
cool.
cast, yes. And the message that Strand of Oaks is pushing here is death to ego and rebirth to anything or anyone you want to be. A bit of backstory here. Look, it is a very sincere message and one that comes from the heart because this album almost never happened.
Really?
Yeah. So Strand of Oaks, aka Timothy Showalter, was convinced that, you know, that project and that writing project had come to a close on the last album. But unbeknownst to him, his friend Carl Bromell from My Morning Jacket and a couple of the other members of My Morning Jacket booked a studio for him and convinced him to write this album.
I love that. Come to the studio. No, too bad. We've booked it.
We've already booked it. You're going to come in and write these songs. And this is a result of it. It's called Erase the Land, and this song playing underneath now is called Moon Landing. Didn't care about trends, held it down tight to the bitter, bitter.
What good friends is all I'm going to say about that.
I love that. You know, you're hung up on yourself. Too bad. We've booked a studio. You're coming in. You're writing these songs. And yeah, that's the result of it. Strand of Oaks and his new album, Erase the Land.
Amazing. What else are we looking at?
Next, we've got London-based band Ibibio Sound Machine and their third album, Doko Mien. The group is fronted by Eno Williams, whose family is Nigerian. Her mother and grandmother's native language is actually Ibibio. And Eno Williams credits these Nigerian folk stories that she was told as a child as a big inspiration behind the music of Ibibio Sound Machine, which, you know, that sound has also been consistently fun. This album, no different. It's a boisterous fusion of funk, afrobeat, disco, electronica, and soul. And look, most of us listening to this won't understand, you know, the Nigerian Ibibio language, but the sheer passion and feeling that comes across is just inescapable. So this one here is called Wanna Come Down from Ibibio Sound Machine.
Oh, the bass line.
So good. If you've been listening to 2SER and Breakfast particularly, you would have heard the single Tell Me as
yes.
well from Ibibio Sound Machine, but the rest of that album is out now. It's called Doko Mien, and this track here is called Wanna Come Down.
Oh, I don't want to fade it out. What are we ending on?
We're going to finish with Fair Maiden, who hail from Adelaide. They're back with their second album, Oleander, and the four piece have said this album takes its name after the poisonous tree.
Fabulous.
And have likened it to a slow death.
Oh, even better.
Look, it's not all doom and gloom here. There is a bit of a hymnal and noirish quality to these songs and almost an all-consuming feel to it. I think that's, you know, that for that reason they've likened it to a slow death. And, you know, I think that also is partly contributed by the fact that they recorded this over 2 days in a converted church in Adelaide, and it sounds like they've really embodied the space there. There's a gothic country folky twang here and some doo-wop harmonies that give that little bit of an extra lift to it all. Ellen Carey is at the helm on vocals and just has this such a fitting voice for, you know, those styles that I mentioned. And we're going to end with a song from Oleander now. This is Coal by Fair Maiden.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Thank you.